910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The Senate will delay holiday recess until at least Monday to negotiate a supplemental funding bill for Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has been in regular contact, regular touch, and he said this, with congressional leaders from both sides, from the Republican and Democratic side of the leadership.
Republicans insist the supplemental include border security provisions. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet tomorrow with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas after intense discussions in Israel over civilian casualties in Gaza. President Biden says he'll go after big pharma companies that inflate drug prices more than the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 allows.
For too many folks, the cost of even just one drug can mean the difference between life and death. Hope and fear.
The president says the act's already saved consumers billions. A small plane that made an emergency landing in Asheville, North Carolina, sent two to the hospital. This is ABC News. A farewell address to Congress before leaving office at the end of the year.
Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy telling the House he had no regrets in actions he took that led to his own party voting to remove him from the job.
Do not be fearful if you believe your philosophy brings people more freedom.
Kevin McCarthy passing almost nothing in the House that received the Senate or President's okay, except avoiding a government default and shutdown. Two actions that angered his own party enough to remove him as Speaker. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
It was a big surprise for New Jersey commuters.
We were on the train, and the conductor's like, there's a bull on the track. And I said, what? And it's like, I thought he was joking around, and then the train slowed down, and he's like, there it is, and I looked out the window, and there it was. It was just kind of trotting down the track there.
The bull, which is now named Ricardo, will live on a farm for the rest of his life. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Milwaukee next Wednesday to talk about his economic policy plan and highlight recent small business gains in Wisconsin. It's not clear where the president will be or for how long. University of Wisconsin regents are changing course and voting for a deal they rejected Saturday. Among other things, the universities get employee pay raises in exchange for downsizing diversity offices. Amy Bogus changed her vote after assurances that diversity is still key to the system's strategic plan.
We will hold our feet to the fire on this, and by adopting this resolution, it does not reduce or eliminate that accountability for them or for us.
The deal also paves the way for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers take on the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a run-through practice outdoors, but missing was their most productive running back this season, A.J. Dillon. It turns out Dillon suffered a broken thumb on the last drive against the Giants. He revealed what happened to reporters.
Sometimes for broken thumbs, they have to go in there and put something in. Is that going to be required?
We're just taking it day by day, just trying to see, how I'm feeling as it's going. And, I got hit, just routine play. It's football, just, you know, that's how it goes. Got hit with a helmet, lined up the right way, hit just hard right enough, whatever. And then we called another run play after that.
Aaron Jones is practicing, but still not sure if he's ready to play on that sprained MCL on his left knee. Baseball, the Brewers made a trade with the Kansas City Royals. They picked up right-hander Taylor Clark and send right-hand pitcher Ryan Brady and infielder Cam Devaney to Kansas City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing in the overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Rain developing as we get closer to sunrise, but the better chance of rain is going to be into Friday, especially Friday afternoon. High temperatures warming up into the lower 40s. Rain looking likely Friday night. Right now it's 37.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you live statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it was made in the last 24 hours. I'm going to start with the lead story. The Republicans voted to launch an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden without any basis whatsoever. And one way that is manifested is the vote. The vote was 221 to 212. 221 to 212. Absolutely a partisan vote. This guy, Mike Johnson, the speaker, back when Trump was impeached, said you should not have one-party impeachments. Remember something with Trump. They were bipartisan. Yes, they were largely Democratic, but there were a number of Republican congressmen who voted to impeach him. And then on the conviction phase in the Senate, Romney voted to convict him in the first impeachment for trying to blackmail Zelensky into starting an investigation into Joe Biden. Trump said he withhold weapons from him so they couldn't defend themselves against the Russians. And then the second impeachment, there were eight or so Republican senators who voted to convict him. And there were many Republican congressmen who voted for the impeachment. This was simply a campaign tactic to benefit Trump because Trump called for it and they're all afraid of Trump. 221, every Republican who voted for it. 212 were the Democrats, every Democrat opposed it. Remember, George Santos did not vote because he is thrown out on his ear. And apparently there was one other individual. He may have been one of the so-called moderate Republicans who is in one of the 18 congressional districts that Joe Biden carried, and they're afraid they quicken their boots over their reelection. But 221, every Republican who voted for it. 212, every Democrat voted against it. Jim Jordan, afterwards, he's going to be the one leading this thing on the Judiciary Committee. They are going to move to hold Hunter Biden in contempt because he didn't appear beyond closed doors for his deposition yesterday. And in the meantime, Jordan, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, blasted Biden, father, Joe Biden, the son, Hunter, And you know something? Jim Jordan had a subpoena for him to show up for his deposition. It was a subpoena from the January 6th committee, which is authorized by Congress. It was a congressional subpoena. And he just blew it off. And professional courtesy, they did not refer him for prosecution. They could have. Perhaps they should have. I would have. Maybe they thought that Merrick Garland wouldn't do it. Merrick Garland was dragging his feet, even going after Trump for the insurrection. Mitt Romney said, when the impeachment vote went down, that if he'd had a chance to vote on it, but he can't because he's in the Senate, he would have voted against a Biden impeachment. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who's in the Senate now, said, quote, "There is no evidence that Joe Biden is guilty of anything." The Republicans in the Senate get it. This thing has no chance of going anywhere, because even if they investigate and they wring their hands, and let's say they have an actual impeachment vote. First of all, this is only to authorize an inquiry into impeachment to support their subpoenas. Now, the average person in the public doesn't understand that or pay any attention to that. What's the difference between an inquiry to gather evidence for impeachment and the impeachment itself? I don't think there's ever been a time in American history that somebody launched an impeachment inquiry and didn't end up in impeachment. Certainly not with Andrew Johnson, certainly not with Richard Nixon, although Richard Nixon resigned before he could have been impeached. They went to him privately, the Republicans, and said, "You're toast." Bill Clinton, you know, they launched the inquiry and then they impeach. So there's a fascinating question here, what they think they're doing. I know what they're doing. They're trying to say, well, it's a horse apiece. We have a guy, yeah, he was impeached twice. Yeah, he launched an insurrection. People got killed. Five people got killed. 140 D.C. police officers were out on medical leave, some with concussions, with depressions, with brain injuries, some of them. Several committed suicide afterwards. Yeah, I know. And oh, and he has 91 felony indictments. Well, yeah, I guess I know that. 91 felony indictments. And this is a guy who lost the election in 2020. He was responsible for their losing it in 2018 and responsible for their losing the congressional elections in 2022. Yeah, I know that. But now we have Biden being investigated. They'll drop the word investigated. And so it's a horse apiece. That is what they are trying to do. Muddy it up. Throw some mud. That is what they're trying to do. Now, the deeper question is going to be, they're going to look at this thing. Hunter Biden gave a pretty good statement. He said, look, I've done some bad things. You know, I'll take my medicine, but my dad had nothing to do with anything I did. He had nothing at all to do with my businesses. He didn't financially benefit, wasn't on the board and anything. They are not going to have any evidence to actually impeach him. So the question is, how long do they drag it out? How long do they drag it out? This is December. The election is next November. That's 11 months, a little less than 11 months now. We're moving to the middle of December. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. If they drag it out for 11 months and just say, we're investigating. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. We're sniffing around. We're investigating. People aren't going to fall for that. And Biden will say, hey, look, guys, Fisher cut bait. You got something? Fine. You don't? Get out of here. If, on the other hand, they put it to a vote, they can't be sure it'll pass. The reason I say that is 18 Republicans are in seats that Joe Biden won. They're going to have a hard enough time, quite frankly, right now, a hard enough time going to the people, their constituents, and saying, oh, listen, I have nothing against Joe Biden. I like Joe Biden. I mean, I know he got your vote. I like Joe Biden. I simply want to get the camel's nose under the tent. I want to sniff around. Why do you want to sniff around? You already have 10,000 documents or more. I want to sniff some more. That's not a good look. On the other hand, if it is put to an actual impeachment vote and it doesn't pass, that's going to be very bad for the Republicans. You have Fitzgerald, he's the idiot in the 5th congressional district in this state who said we should go to impeachment right now. That's what he said yesterday. Why do we need an inquiry? Go to impeachment. He thinks that's going to what? Help him in Waukesha and Washington County? People in Waukesha and Washington County make up their own minds. I'm going to go to the lines. Dan of Green Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm good, Dan. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Oh, just I find your impeachment inquiry speech there interesting in the sense that on two fronts. So first of all, the Trump impeachments were a joke. Okay, there are better legal minds than you. No offense, but much more prominent legal minds than you. That
who are they? Name them.
Name them. I don't know. John Turley, lifelong Democrat. Alan Dershowitz, lifelong Democrat.
John Turley.
Oh, you
go
can
ahead.
Laugh
go
at
ahead,
it.
Dan. You're Republican, but go ahead. I want to hear your point of view.
Okay, so obviously, I mean, there are people that know the law much better than you do, who are much more well stationed to understand what's going on. Okay, so let's go past that and go to the current impeachment inquiry. Of course, they don't have a lot of evidence because the administration is stonewalling them. All they're looking for is to get the evidence that they want and to get the information they want. And they're stonewalling it, and they have, and they continue to do it. This isn't hard to understand. This is pretty simplistic.
Yeah, well, it is. And here's the thing. When you say that the Trump impeachments were somehow trivial or whatever you want to call them, he launched an insurrection, Dan, and people got killed, K-I-L-L-E-D. He tried to blackmail and essentially bribe Zelensky so he couldn't defend his country against Russia to launch a false investigation of Joe Biden. And the big thing they have, by the way, in this one, is they say that Biden intervened to get a guy fired in Ukraine when he was vice president, who was their anti-corruption head. The guy himself was corrupt. The EU wanted him out. Everybody wanted him out. The Republican Party wanted him out, and Joe Biden threw him out. He did the right thing for the United States. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina?
Oh, thank you so much, Matt. I thought what happened was horrific. I called all the people that represent our state of Wisconsin. Of course, they voted for this impeachment, but they need to cover their own butts in the Green Bay sweep and the false elector scandal in our state that still needs to be brought out to the public and prosecuted. Of course, they're going to kowtow to hopefully they can get Trump back in so they can pardon the whole gul-dang bunch of them. But I don't know where that guy's head's been that just called, no offense, sir, but I watched the hearings. I mean, people, if you want to see the hearings day by day and all the evidence and all the Republican witnesses, you need to go to PBS, and they'll have these, and you can go on YouTube, PBS, and there's different places that have these hearings. Just Google these hearings. And honest to goodness, you will see all the evidence that maybe you missed out on, but these are Republican witnesses. This was not, and I have to tell you, I watched the insurrection, and I called in, and I saw the different things that Trump did during his when he was in office and stuff. He pulled on the people, and I was calling Nancy Pelosi's office as an independent, saying, hey, you guys got to do something about this. You need to investigate this guy. You know, so
Gene,
anyway.
Thank you. Everybody pay attention to Gene. She, I'm not kidding, watches everything. And if she says go to PBS and do it, go to PBS and do it. Coming up, James Comer, the head of the Oversight Committee, who's going after Biden. What kind of dirty stuff is in his background?
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna...
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a real beauty. This guy, James Comer, he's a Republican congressman from Kentucky, very conservative area from Kentucky. And this is a guy who has gone after Joe Biden big time on this impeachment. And he's going to be one of the ones. He heads up the Oversight Committee. Gymnasium Jim Jordan heads up the Judiciary Committee. Both going after Biden. And one of the things that James Comer has attacked Biden on is the sins of his son, Hunter Biden, and alleges that Hunter Biden has set up some shell companies that don't disclose the certain assets and all that. And Hunter Biden, very candid, he said, I have done some things, and they can go ahead and impeach Hunter Biden if they want. Although unlike Jared Kushner, Hunter Biden does not have a role in the administration, and Joe Biden has nothing to do with his stuff. However, James Comer has a Jones about shell companies. He has a thing about shell companies. He thinks they're dishonest, doesn't like them. He can't impeach Hunter Biden, unfortunately, and so he's going after Joe Biden, who has nothing to do with any of this stuff. So some people decided to investigate James Comer. Now, James Comer, not the brightest bulb on the tree, believe me, but James Comer, and he said already there's not enough evidence to impeach Joe Biden. He said it. He says it right now. Well, here's the thing. It turns out that James Comer has at least one shell company himself. James Comer is a real estate investor in Kentucky, and he's made a hell of a lot of money. However, he discloses some of the acreage and buildings and so on that he owns on his congressional financial disclosure. But there is at least one parcel that we know of. It's about 6 acres. And it's located near a highway. What happened was the Congress rammed through some money to improve an area, perhaps it's the highway. All the facts are not clear. That's going to make this property a lot more valuable than James Comer paid for it, and he bought it from a friend of his who's a big construction guy in Kentucky and contributed heavily. I think he's given James Comer maybe $70,000 one way or the other in his career. James Comer says he's one of my best friends. So suddenly, he buys these acres from his friend, but he doesn't disclose them. Now, you might say, well, he has to disclose them under the financial disclosure form. That's true, although, you know, you have the Clarence Thomas didn't bother to do it for 20 years. But, you know, James Comer is a little slyer, a little craftier, a little sneakier. Now, remind you, he's the head guy of the Oversight Committee going after Joe Biden, who didn't do any of this stuff. But in any event, so James Comer, a shell company, suddenly crops up, a shell company, land management and real estate company. Well, what's that? And it's not disclosed on his financial disclosure, but that's how it's listed in Kentucky. And it indicates that it is a company that his wife has an interest in. When this was raised, here's Comer's response. This is verbatim, quote, only dumb, financially illiterate people pick up on this. End quote. Quote, only dumb, financially illiterate people pick up on this. Well, not so dumb, not so financially illiterate, but certainly people picking up on it, because you're going after Joe Biden, who didn't do something, and you lied and said he did, just attributing his son to Joe, and then you yourself actually did it. So let's do a Q&A right now with James Comer. Do you deny that you own 6 acres that have been significantly improved in terms of likely financial return because of some federal money that went into the surrounding area? Do you deny that? Well, you know, I don't know that I own it. My wife might own it. I don't know. There's a shell corporation. The shell corporation is called Land Management and Real Estate. Doesn't say James Comer. That's the idea behind a shell corporation. Now, the mind-boggling hypocrisy. Now, hypocrisy is universally reviled. Everybody loves to pick up on it. Most people are guilty of it at some point in their own lives, too. That's why they hate it. But take a look at this impeachment. The two chairmen of the impeachment committees, or the committees that are going to be used to impeach. One of them is the Oversight Committee. One of them is the Judiciary Committee. And the two chairs are James Comer and Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Jordan is hitting Hunter Biden for not showing up. And by the way, he did show up. He just said, I'm not going to give a closed door. I'm not going to get beaten over the head with a blackjack back there, because of the 18 depositions or so you've taken, you've disclosed 2, and the other 16 you lied about. I'm not going to say something and hear you lying about it. So why don't we do it in the open? I have some advice for Hunter. Hunter, just have somebody wire you. Have the FBI wire you. And go in there. They can't check under your clothes. And then just do the deposition and have a transcript made. But the problem is they sometimes hold it in a secure room and they sweep you and all this kind of stuff. These are very sneaky people, by the way. And the other chairman is the guy who has a terrific, he thinks, shell company that's hiding real estate title, basically trying not to attribute it to him in Kentucky. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, this Republican Party is something, isn't it, Matt? We've got 2 wars looming that we've got to make some decisions on. This border situation. And this is the best they got. You know, in my mind, you know what they're going to come up with on Hunter Biden? He's Joe Biden's son. That'll be it. That'll be the end of that. But they talked about this morning on one of the shows I'm watching, 1948, when Truman went against the do-nothing Congress. These guys would make that Congress look like they're really doing something. These people are pathetic. You know, elected to do the people's work, and this is what we're getting.
Yeah, that's a really good insight. And Truman in 1948 did do that. He fought back. He was down in the polls. He was a hell of a lot lower in the polls than Joe Biden is right now, a lot lower. And he goes, this is a do-nothing Congress. You know, get off your duff and do something. And he was specific about the bills that had to be done now. But the Democratic congressman from Hawaii just said, look, there's no Agriculture Appropriations Act. We're coming up of the 12 bills that are needed to fund the government. They finally today passed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which we're going to talk in an upcoming segment. But with the rest of them, I mean, what's going on is that they're sitting there. They couldn't even elect a speaker. They threw one speaker out, then they torpedoed a few other speakers, then they finally came up with a guy, and now they're turning on him. You know, how bad is that? Really, how bad is that? Coming up, a lot of weather, a lot of news, and the Regents do a revote with Voss.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Senate will delay holiday recess until at least Monday to negotiate a supplemental funding bill for Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has been in regular contact, regular touch, and he said this, with congressional leaders from both sides, from the Republican and Democratic side of the leadership.
Republicans insist the supplemental include border security provisions. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet tomorrow with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas after intense discussions in Israel over civilian casualties in Gaza. President Biden says he'll go after big pharma companies that inflate drug prices more than the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 allows.
For too many folks, the cost of even just one drug can mean the difference between life and death. Hope and fear.
The president says the act's already saved consumers billions. A small plane that made an emergency landing in Asheville, North Carolina, sent two to the hospital. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's biggest business lobbying group is suing the state Justice Department over an open records request. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce asked for records between the Justice Department and the law firm they hired to go after PFAS manufacturers in March of 2022. They finally heard back in September of this year that the request had been denied. The department's policy says it should take about 10 days to decide whether or not a records request should be granted. All of Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans voted for the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The vote merely extends the House investigation into President Biden. It doesn't impeach him or remove him from office. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds increasing in the overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Rain developing as we get closer to sunrise, but the better chance of rain is going to be into Friday, especially Friday afternoon. High temperatures warming up into the lower 40s. Rain looking likely Friday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Bugtussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bugtussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bugtussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bugtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be...
It's got... Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. We're going to go to you in order. Do not hang up. We'll start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Oh, thanks as always for the thoroughness of your show, Matt. I just wanted to respond to one of your callers in the previous segment who was, number one, calling you and then dissing you and saying you don't come even near the greatness of Jonathan Turley, and that Jonathan Turley had been all about saying that, yes, an impeachment for President Biden was, on docket and could be supported. That's not what he said. And I'm looking at the Hill and it just is so funny because it responded to what you said in terms of saying that there's a difference between an impeachment, a call for an impeachment, and a call for an impeachment inquiry, which is what has happened. And it's not the same thing. But apparently that went right by that guy, as you thought that may happen. So what Mr. Turley said back in, let's see, the date on this is September 28th, 2023, when speaking before the Republican committee said, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. And in fact, he even went so far as to say to the lawmakers in public that the details they had gathered to that point, quote, really do gravitate in favor of the president. That would be President Biden, end quote. There's a difference. Impeachment inquiry, impeachment, not the same thing. And it's too bad that he proved your point that most people just blur it together and aren't listening carefully and don't know the difference. So I would encourage him to listen to you a lot more closely because he'd have a much better idea of what Jonathan Turley actually said. Thanks a lot, man.
You always come up with some very, very fine detail, very interesting, important detail. Much appreciated, as always. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Andrew?
Hey, Matt Flynn. Joe was absolutely correct in all that. And hopefully the first caller will listen to your show because he just doesn't get it. And to say that, Matt, thank you for your service in the military to this country. Thank you, Matt, for your service in the legal system of this country. Thank you, Matt, for your service in the Democratic Party. Thank you, Matt, for your service providing information for us every day in a wonderful show format. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I should have called you before the holiday, but I'm thankful for you, Matt Flynn. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you very much. Strokes are few and far between in this business, believe me, so it's much appreciated. Well, I'll tell you what, there has been a redo, a revote, by the Board of Regents in Wisconsin. Remember, on Saturday, it was 9-8 to reject the deal with Voss. They switched, and then by a vote of 11-6 yesterday. So that means that there were six people who switched over. And in particular, there was one influential regent who moved to redo it, which is a signal that they were going to change. And she made the very, very good point that there's, as part of the strategic plan of the University of Wisconsin, there's still a strong commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I want to get under this a little bit. What comes from this? What benefits come from this? And what are the sticking points? Well, the benefits that come from it is that now there'll be raises for about 35,000 people, about half the employees in the state. Work for the UW system. And I've talked to at least one chancellor on this subject who said, we're going to lose people because they can make more money working for Amazon or, working for UPS or working for FedEx or something. And we've got to be able to give them raises. They like working for UW, but you can't expect you're not going to pay them. So that's a good thing. Number one. Number two, they'll be treated equally, in other words, to everybody else. Number two, the engineering building will get built on UW-Madison's campus. Absolutely essential. UW-Madison is one of the top engineering schools in the country. You want to go there if you are a top engineering student or aspire to be. And many of their graduates, our graduates, stay in the state. And it's an important school, and private donors had put up a big chunk of the money. So it was a no-brainer. It was wrong of the Republicans to try to use that as leverage or as sort of a bribe to get the UW to change various policies. Now, what's going to happen is about a third of the DEI positions are going to be repurposed, that no one's going to get fired. And there's the people still have the same compassion for underrepresented minorities. But there's something that does concern me. And then I want to put one thing in perspective. What does concern me is apparently as part of the deal, and I'll be interested to see how this is actually implemented, the UW is going to hire a chair of conservative thought. Now, that's Orwellian. That's right out of 1984. I mean, that's the kind of thing, ideological thought. And, you know, conservative or classical liberalism, it's not defined. It's very very shaky. Nobody knows. I don't think any of them know what it means. But remember something. If you are a professor, we want the top. We donought to be picking people based on immutable characteristics like race, gender, that kind of thing. And we also don't want to be picking them on ideologically. That, in fact, has been the basis for the attack on the University of Wisconsin right now. And in my view, it's a false attack. But I'll give you a couple of examples. How do you hire a conservative philosophy professor? You know, I can just see one of these legislative panels here, one of the committees, these gerrymandered committees sort of gaping at whoever it is, and they go, all right, he'll say, all right, is Plato a conservative or a liberal? I don't know, sounds liberal to me. Is he the guy with the hairy arms who's Popeye's enemy? No, that's Pluto. Okay, is he the cartoon dog? No, that's another Plato. This is Plato. Okay, I don't know. Okay, how about Aristotle? Do you think he's conservative or liberal? Sounds liberal to me. Well, I'll say something. His thought about 300 BC sort of dominated European universities to the 17th century. So the guy had something on the ball. Do you think the kid should learn about him? Okay. How about Hegel? What was he, the head of the SS? No, he wasn't the head of the SS. Yeah, no, I don't know what he is, but they probably should not learn about him. Okay. How about Kant? That doesn't sound good either. How about Nietzsche? Yeah, we should learn about him. You think he's a conservative? Yeah, well, no, he's not a conservative. You see, and then economics. We want him to learn about Adam Smith. Okay, great. Now, every economist learns about Adam Smith. How about Ricardo? Who's he? Is that I Love Lucy's husband? No, it's not. Okay. How about Friedman? No, okay. How about, you see, who are they going to hire? Because none of them in the legislature know beans about anything, literally. So what they'll hire is somebody will come in and he'll talk a good game. He'll talk right-wing woke instead of the feared left-wing woke. Who the heck picks people like that? What kind of a deal is this? What kind of a deal is this? And the other thing that really frosts me is the DEI program doesn't work as it is now anyway. But first, we are going to go to the lines to hear from Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. Enjoy your show. I just have a couple of things. First of all, it was nice to see Paul Ryan call at Trump today and side with Liz Cheney and Kinzinger, but... Now, that's a whole other story. But it was nice to see somebody in Wisconsin side with them, that Trump is, I guess you could call them bonkers. Hey, but as far as the UW regions, I think it's three or four of them haven't been confirmed yet by the shadow governor, Voss. You know, they took a lot of Tony's power away way back when. So I don't think any of them voted for this, but... The biggest thing I take from this is the way, well, you were held hostage by Voss, okay? And it's just the way it is. The state of Wisconsin, until we get fair maps, I don't know what you expect in government. But The wage thing is very, very big. That's a big thing there. And then the engineering building. So basically, I think they went back and did the right thing, only because you are being held from or hostage again by this shadow governor, I'll call him Voss. And they are so petty, they can't even confirm these regions, for goodness sakes. And I don't even know if Tony's whole cabinet has been confirmed yet, but that's what you're dealing with, Matt. And I just wanted to point that out. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Those are excellent comments, as always. Yeah, you're right on the head. I don't like this process. And what happened, though, is, and you think, you're right, the wage issue was paramount. Now, Tony Evers did bring a lawsuit arguing that Voss had no right to deny them the wages. I mean, Voss came out with a statement the other day, said they're not getting the wages. That is what people said in companies in the 1930s when they were busting labor unions and hiring Pinkertons to shoot them. I'm not kidding. Shoot them. Shoot some strikers. And this kind of cruelty that, well, some people don't deserve wages. If it's wages, you don't get them. But if somebody gets a subsidy, a company, or people get a tax break and make a heck of a lot of money, or you overlook securities fraud and all that, that's okay. This party, this Republican Party, is pretty sick. And I agree that Paul Ryan, even though I disagree with many of the things he did and said when he was in the Congress, is standing up to Trump, just like Liz Cheney, just like Adam Kinzinger. But there aren't enough of them, quite frankly. So that's number one. Number two, what do you do? Now, Tony could have waited, or the regents could have waited and said, all right, let's see if Tony's lawsuit is successful. The problem is that can take a lot of time. And there are a lot of people who live paycheck to paycheck. And there are a lot of people who have nothing to do with DEI. And I'm talking about maintenance people and a lot of other people, secretaries, whatever. And at some point, they're going to look around and you're going to lose many hundreds of years of accumulated job experience in the UW system. And I think that's what was weighing on their minds. It is true that the Senate has refused to confirm some of Evers' appointments. Some of them held up for a long time. They wouldn't confirm the DNR appointment so that they could leave Dentist Fred. Remember Dentist Fred? Dentist Fred. Remember him? But they finally did confirm him because when Dentist Fred left, he had succeeded and they had succeeded in making sure that there were cancer-causing chemicals in all the water in this state, all of it. There's no county you can go to and go, I'm gonna fish here, I'm going to eat those fish, and I'm fine. Maybe you're fine. The manufacturers, the Republican Party, and Dentist Fred was their tool, and they achieved that. And because frequently he would vote and it'd be a one vote majority with Dentist Fred. So they did it there. The regents, you're right, they've done it on the technical colleges. And then they eventually confirm after they've done their damage, after they've done their dirty work. So the one thing, and I was about to talk about it, but I'll just hurry it up here. The DEI programs have to be relooked at. African-American enrollment in the UW system went from 2 to 3%. That's ridiculous. The African-American population in this state is a lot more than 3%. What this has done is some DEI programs, and it's worse than the Ivy League, but some of them are really kind of just functioning to bring in students from other countries who are anti-Semitic, are frankly threatening. And I would like to see DEI programs that concentrate on getting larger numbers of our American, African-American friends into the college, Latinos and indigenous people here in the United States. Okay, coming up, Trump threatens two senators and one of them caves and endorses him. Coming up.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do you realize how much control Trump is exercising over the Republican Party? They're scared of him. They're absolutely scared of him. There are two senators. And by the way, I see you on the lines. I'll get to you right away. Hang on. Do not hang up. Two senators, Cruz and Hawley, two of my least favorite senators, have actively hurt the United States for many years, but neither of them had endorsed Trump. So Trump put out a statement the other day and said, they better watch it. It's going to be close. They could lose. Immediately, Hawley caved. Immediately, that skunk caved. The skunk caved. And he endorsed Trump. Please, please, Mr. Trump, don't primary Mr. Trump. Please, please, please. Cruz has not so far. But the fear of a primary is impelling a lot of these people and impelled many, many of those Republican congressmen who voted to impeach Joe Biden. If one of them, or to start an impeachment inquiry, if one of them had not done it, all hell would have broken loose. And the question arises, where are the Liz Cheneys in the Republican Party, the Adam Kinzigers, now the Paul Ryans, people who stand up to Trump? And why is the rank and file simply going along with it? My own view is the rank and file may not go along with it. The guy Kemp in Georgia told Trump to pound sand and he got reelected just fine. Just fine. We're going to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Adrian, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Now, for the past several years, the Social Security Administration has been collecting less money in tax revenue than what it pays out in benefits, which means we've been drawing down the balance in the Social Security Administration Trust Fund. And at the current rate, we have about 11, 12 years before the trust fund is depleted. And given the extreme partisanship that seems to rule our political system these days, I don't know that I have much confidence that the parties are going to be able to get together and craft some kind of a deal to fix the Social Security funding problem for the long run. And I was just wondering what you thought about that problem.
That's an excellent question. And I'm going to give you my response. Obviously, we're unlikely to solve the problem in a couple of minutes on Matt Flynn Direct. But here's the background. The truth is that money is collected by people, wage earners and their employers. It puts in and it's paid out. And it's true that as people age and the demographics are such that there are more people now drawing on Social Security, there will be anyway shortly, than paying in terms of the proportion. Remember back in the 1930s, it was passed in 1935. And in 1935, the Republican Party opposed it. And it passed because Roosevelt had a majority in the House and the Senate. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court were like our tarantulas. They were right-wing tarantulas. And they signaled they were going to hold it unconstitutional, believe it or not. And that was when Roosevelt said, if they do that, there's nothing in the Constitution that says I can't appoint more Supreme Court justices, and I'm going to appoint seven more, and then it'll pass. And they all chickened out, and one of them, one chicken flipped, and 5-4, they upheld Social Security. But one problem we have is if you continue to vote people like Mike Johnson and people like Donald Trump and all that, at some point, this Supreme Court already, in Citizens United, said that statutes limiting expenditures by companies and secret individuals was unconstitutional, when for 100 years, 100, a number of Supreme Courts and a number of Congresses kept reaffirming and reaffirming the ban. And these just guys said, well, they got it wrong. It is not beyond, they're the ones who said, okay, Dobbs, Roe v. Wade got it wrong. Remember, that's what they said. How about Shelby County? Well, there's not going to be Voting Rights Act because the Congress and 50 years, 60 years at that point, of jurisprudence in the Supreme Court, they all got it wrong. We're smarter than they are. It is not inconceivable if you consider, if you continue to voluntarily vote for fascist government, voluntarily, that some Supreme Court, and remember, Clarence Thomas has been on the Supreme Court for 30 years, he could easily go 20 more, 50 years of 5-4 decisions he's bribed, and his donors are changing our freedoms. So I'm assuming that that won't happen, but be very, very alert to something like that happening, even to Social Security. But now Social Security and Medicare, let's take them together. Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan in the early 80s got together and they solved Medicare. For one thing, they said that you're going to pay based on all your income. There's not going to be like a bar. Like right now, it's somewhere around 100, 149, 150 grand. Over that, you don't pay any Social Security. One possibility that has been discussed is extending it like Medicare. The other one is freezing it at, say, 150 and then kicking it back in at 400 so that people can make a little money in small businesses, but then it kicks back in. Those are other proposals. There have been changes. We know that there have been changes in when you can get full Social Security. It used to be 65. Now it's going up, depending on your age cohort. There's this Simpson-Bowles Act, which nobody remembers anymore, but Simpson was a Republican congressman from Wyoming, and Bowles was a Democrat, and they came up with a bipartisan plan. Labor unions opposed it. The Chamber of Commerce opposed it. Probably some of its provisions are worth looking at, although you might not want to enact the whole thing. I'm confident, Adrian, that when push comes to shove, two things are going to happen. They are not going to stop paying Social Security benefits. If they do that, even the most conservative Republicans are going to balk. And why is that? Because before Social Security in the 1920s, for instance, old folks, you know, they had to move in with their kids, or if they didn't have kids or any relatives, they sat in unheated apartments or in huts out in the rural areas and ate cat food, you know, that kind of thing. You can't have that again. And the second thing is nobody is going to want to drive a deficit up to fund it. And there will be changes just like they have been up till now, but they're going to wait to the last minute, brinksmanship, as always. That's my view of it right now. I'm very confident in America, very confident in our ability. Coming up, a lot of news and weather and the National Defense Authorization Act, some provisions about it you may not know.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard.